Until what point in benching is considered birchas hazimun, which means it can only be said with through a minimum of three people? Rav Nachman says it's until where the people say baruch shechanu mishaloi, and Rav Sheshe says it actually extends through the first bracha. Maybe we can say this is actually machlokes among tanoim, because one brisa says that benching is sometimes two brachas and sometimes three brachas. Another brisa says sometimes it's three brachas, sometimes it's four. The Gemara understands that right now the Gemara assumes that everyone holds that toyva metas derabbanon. Therefore, the brachas mentioned in those two brises are talking about the deraisa dika brachas besides that toyva metas. The first brisa holds that birchas zimun goes through the first brachas. Therefore, if there are no three people, only brachas two and three are said. That's why it's only two brachas. If there are three people, then there are three brachas that are made. Whereas the other brisa means to say that even if there are only two people, you still say the first three brachas, and that's why they say three, and sometimes it's four, because if there is a zimun, you also add the zimun from before. Maybe that's the machlekes here in among the brises. Mar says this is not necessarily the machlekes. Rav Nachman can say that everyone holds like him, and Rav Sheshe can say that everyone holds like him. Rav Nachman would say the brisa that says there's two or three brachas, or two or three brachas, is referring to the special brachas made by workers where they combine the birchas ha'aretz and the birchas ha'bayin Yerushalayim together, and that's why it cuts out one bracha. That's what that other brisa holds. Rav Sheshes would say that really everyone agrees with him, that really that a birchas zimun goes through the first bracha, and the brisa that says that there are three or four brachas is because that brisa holds that toiv ha'metiv is actually a bracha deraisa. Rav Yosef says we can prove that a toiv ha'metiv is not deraisa because workers skip that bracha and they go back to work. If it was deraisa, they couldn't do so. Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marson, the name of Rav, says I can also prove that a toiv ha'metiv is not deraisa because it starts with a baruch. With a baruch ato. Now, if it was a deraisa, it would be considered a smucha lechavrato to the other brachas. You wouldn't have to start with a bracha. From the fact that you start with a baruch, it shows it's not part of the previous brachas because it's not deraisa, rather it's derabanan. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says I can prove that Atoya Meit is not deraisa because in the base of Ovil they modify that bracha. If it was deraisa, they couldn't modify it. If one stopped his meal to join a zimun, and then he went back and finished eating, now he's ready to bench. What point benching does he go back to now? Rasvid in the name of Abaye says he goes back to the beginning of benching. The Rabbanan says he goes back to the place that he stopped listening, which is really at the end of the first bracha. So he starts at Noid Alcha. And Mara Paskin's like the Rabbanan. Resh Galus told of Sheshes, even though you Rabbanan are older and smart, but you should know that the Persians have better table manners than you do. For example, when they have two people eating together, the more chashuv person leans on his couch, and then the less chashuv person is above that couch, meaning the less chashuv person's feet are at the more chashuv person's head. If there are three people eating together, they put the most chashuv in the middle. Number two is above him, and number three is below the more chashuv person. Most chashuv person. Rav Sheshe said that doesn't make sense because then the chashuv person would have to actually get up in order to talk to the person that's sort of above his head. Reish Galusa said that doesn't happen because the Persians don't speak when they eat. They use like hand signals and hand motions when they to communicate when they eat. With regard to washing hands before eating, the Persians are first mechabed, the most chashuv person, to wash first. Rav Sheshe said that would require him to sort of wait with his washed hands until everyone else has washed their hands. Reish Galusa said no, because they would immediately, right after the chashuv person washes his hands, they immediately bring him his food. He doesn't have to wait for anybody. With regard to mayim achronim, they give it to the least chashuv person first. Rav Sheshe says that means that the most chashuv person is sitting there with dirty hands when everyone else has clean hands. Reish Galusa said no, because they leave his food. They don't take away his food from in front of him until he is ready to wash mayim achronim, and therefore it's not a bezoyin. Rav Sheshe said, listen, I have a brisa that teaches us proper manners and etiquette for a meal. The brisa said when there are two people who are sitting or are reclining to eat, the more chashuv reclines on his couch and the second most chashuv person is below him, meaning that the second most chashuv person's head is at the most chashuv person's feet. If there are three, and the most chashuv person reclines first, the second most chashuv person is taka above him, and the third most chashuv person is then below the most chashuv person. With washing before the meal, you give it to the most chashuv person first. With regard to mayim achronim, if there are five people or less who are eating together, then you begin with the most chashuv person. If there are more than five, even if there are 100, then you begin with the least chashuv person, and then until there's only five people left to wash their mayim achronim, and then you go back to the most chashuv, and then it goes down to the next five, or till you hit five. And to the most chashuv person, he's the one who leads benching. This is a raya to Rechia bar Ashi, named Rav, who says whoever does mayim achronim first, in this case it would be first after everyone else went, when you went first or the first or the last five, he is the one who begins with benching, who leads benching. A brisa says we're not mechabit someone when it comes to traveling, that he should go first, or bridges that he should cross over first, or with mayim achronim. Ravin and Abaye were traveling, and Ravin did not offer Abaye to go travel first. Abaye was somewhat taken aback by that. But when they reached the Beis HaKnesses, Ravin did ask Abaye to go in first. Abaye asked why he wasn't mechabed him to go first on the way, and they're first now going into Beis HaKnesses, he first asked him to go first. So Ravin said, because Rabbi Yochanan said, you're only mechabed for precedence to go first, only when you're going through a proper doorway with, you know, with doorposts.